That's Magnus.
Awesome. Yeah, we can find that one.
Yeah, it's somewhere in there. It's like in maybe in the one of the informational pages.
We as programmers are able to have our pictures up for our shows. Did you, when you fill out your whole programmer thing, did you?
Oh, I did. I put a headshot on there, but it's from like from 10 years ago when I had way much less white hair in my face.
Yeah, fair.
I used to have like all brown hair here, and then I had kids, and I was like, oh, they sucked the life out of me through my hair. But at least they left the hair.
You didn't go bald yet.
No. And if I have the luck that I think I might have, or the genetics anyway, I think my dad's dad, I got his hair. And he had a full head his entire life. But he went shock white, head to toe, with his hair. So
that's kind of cool, though.
Yeah, and he lived at a beach, so I saw all the hair.
Oh, not nice.
I mean, not all the hair. Okay. Not all the
hair. Most of it.
Yeah, like the hair you would see on a beach, not a French beach.
Okay.
Yeah, an American beach.
I thought you were going to be like, maybe, you know, goddammit, wreck beach. I was like, ooh, that could be problematic.
That could be awkward. That could be awkward.
That'd be very.
But you know what? Okay, so sticking to my timing, I need to start introducing the next music, the next pieces coming up. So I got this artist, this band called High Plains. It's a duo. And they're super cool. It's Scott Morgan, otherwise known as Losil. And let me just pull up my notes here. The other guy is a classically trained cellist named Mark Bridges. And they met at Banff in 2014 doing artist residencies. And in 2016, they got together in Wyoming and recorded this upcoming album. And like Losil, Scott Morgan, he does like this ambient techno kind of stuff. In fact, Connor popped him on at one of the record club days. So when I saw this, I was like, I gotta play it. And it's like ambient electronica and then a whole mess of cello recorded in Wyoming. So you know what? Let's just play it. Let's do the playing of the music. And here we go. I'm going to play you High Plains, their songs The Dusk Pines, Ten Sleep, Hypoxia, and Rushlight off their album Cinderland from 2016. Welcome back. This is Extra Tonal on CJSF 90.1 FM with special guests Matthew.
Woot woot.
And Grayson.
Oh, hello.
And we're having super scintillating conversations, highbrow up to the max. But we are in the end run here. We got about, let me see, I wrote down 5406. We got just under 4 minutes left to talk. So why don't you guys just give your thoughts for the evening? How'd you feel about the music? How'd you feel about the night? How'd you feel about the peaceful transition of shows, Matt?
I have been waiting for the peaceful transition of shows for like a month now, and I'm glad that we actually made it happen tonight. Now, onto the music. I really enjoy modern classical like this, partially because it reminds me of a lot of the stuff that is in movies.
Yeah, it is very cinematic tonight.
Right. And so I'm always like, okay, what is the non-cinematic stuff that I can get introduced to? So this stuff was on more of the cinematic side, but, you know, I'm happy to see more.
Yeah, I mean, like, last week I was playing some Steve Reich, and I've got some John Cage with his prepared piano stuff coming up in a future show, so that'll be more of, like, the modern music.
Yeah.
But, tonight, honestly, it was laziness.
It's always funny to think about, like, all the show ideas we have and, like, oh, like, one day I'm going to do this or that, but, yeah.
Yeah, one day I'm going to do a comparison of Wendy Carlos's, like, Beethoven stuff, like you might have heard in Clockwork Orange, with an actual, like, the actual Beethoven symphony performed by an orchestra, so that might be kind of fun.
That will be cool.
And Grayson, any thoughts from you?
I almost never listen to modern classical, so that was refreshing. And I understand what you mean, that it sounds like a movie soundtrack. It's very, it feels like it's, maybe it's because you kind of described how the first, the Isabella,
Isabelle Pine.
Isabelle Pine, you described how it was recorded, but I was really thinking about, like, the spaces that it would be recorded in. And it's got a type of, like, placefulness that I think is pretty interesting.
Placefulness, that's a good word.
Yeah, that's like, that maybe is compelling me towards, or you, and now I'm picking that up, like, mixed media. That's not just sound, it's also visual.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of, so one of the things that came to me is, while we were listening to those last songs, is Under the Skin, which is a horror movie, and it has a modern classical soundtrack, but it also uses a lot of, like, synthesized bass notes and, like, because it's, like, you know, horror.
Yeah, you gotta have that low frequency rumble, yeah.
Exactly. And I guess, like, you know, John Williams is, like, the big modern classical movie score guy. So.
Star Wars, yeah.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones.
He did E.T.?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was John Williams who did E.T.
I was thinking of Howard Shore.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
It's because I'm kind of Lord of the Rings pilled, so to speak.
Now, he's a good one for the classical orchestra as well. There's, like, four of them.
And Hans Zimmer.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's we'll talk about him next time.
Okay.
I can't really call him, like, classical, but, like, okay, so I got a minute left. I got to introduce the next song, and I got to say goodbye to everybody. So thank you for coming by. Thank you for having me on your show.
Hey, no problem.
The Other Note, which is 8 to 9 p.m. on Wednesdays. And, yeah, so the last song I have for everybody tonight is from Bill Brennan and Andy McNeil. It's a song called Cloud Forest from their album Dreaming in Gamelon. And it's all Gamelon music. Another Canadian artist, too. Tonight's all Canada. So,
Ooh.
Oh, Canada. And, yeah, so it's been a pleasure having you guys. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And with that, we're going to jump into Cloud Forest. Let me just, let me stop that thing, turn this thing up so that you're not getting some weirdness. And then some PSAs. So they are in there somewhere. But, this has been Garen Fitzgerald, Extra Tonal, CJSF 90.1 FM. Good night.
Woot.
This is Bird Note. On winter holiday with her son in Cancun, writer Amy Nezuka-Matatil was in a bit of a funk. She was coming to terms with her first kid imminently leaving the nest to go off to college. This trip was where he wanted to go, a kind of high school graduation gift. But Amy, not so much. She's known for writing about nature and wonderment, and the most touristy part of Cancun was not her idea of a good time. But that first night there inspired this short poem.
My son reminds me he was listening all along. Just when I think there is so much I have yet to teach him before he flies off to college. Look up, he points from the balcony our first night in Cancun. A whole flock of magnificent frigate birds night feeding, their white necks lit from the glow on Hotel Row.
Amy had always tried to instill a love of nature in her kids, taking them hiking or birding, teaching them the names of plants. On that balcony, she was moved by her teenage son's open wonderment.
It was so magical. I get teary-eyed thinking about it. Like, all the times he was rolling his eyes at me, he learned something to look up, you know, like, even when I was just disgusted, frustrated, like I wasn't where I wanted to be for the holidays, he kind of taught me a lesson, too.
This poem is in Amy's new book, Night Owl. Find a link at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for No Holds Barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m.